Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yo. What's good? It's your boy Van on the check-in. This is episode 18, Some Shit I Did. And this week's episode is taken from when I was on the homie Brianna, man. Shout out to her. I was on her radio show a little while ago, and you know, per usual with Brianna, it was a great time, great conversation. So I decided to use this week's episode. And I just want to shout out to her, man, and fuck all that other shit, man. We just gonna jump right in, man. SSID, episode 18.
Hey guys. It's Bullen with Bree, WHCSradio.org. It's a nice Tuesday outside, right? And we got my ninja Ev here.
Yes.
Speaking to the mic, beloved.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, beloved?
Am I live? Yeah, we trying to figure out which mic is his. Go ahead, talking.
My levels high.
We just gonna leave all three of them on, whatever.
Okay.
Cause we don't know which one it is, all but.
Right. But I'm here.
Can you hear?
Nah, turn me up.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. All I feel right, like, cool. Jesus, turn me up. Turn my headphones up. Everything loud.
So, it's Tuesday.
Yes.
December. Tuesday. What's today's date?
I don't know.
December 6th. You know what that means, y'all. 19 more days till Christmas. Not 21. Not 21 Savage. 19 more days till Christmas.
Yes.
I have not started shopping yet. I don't know.
Yo, anybody shopping now, you scary, bro. You gotta save that shit for the last minute.
You have to.
You're not a real one unless you do.
Sorry. You gotta scramble because you know they're gonna have them sales that you have when everybody's doing last minute Christmas shopping. Yes. They're gonna be like, oh, 50% off. So
bro, stop shopping. Don't start till the new Nikes come out, till the new Jordans come out. Christmas shopping
I'm
don't start.
Definitely trying to cop those 11s on Saturday. We'll see how it goes.
I'm gonna sell my nephew for them shits. I don't know. I need them.
Need the Space Jam. So
sell the sneaker money.
Don't do that. He's so cute. Which one? Wait, which nephew though?
Not the Trump supporter one.
Not the
I am selling the Trump supporter one.
Okay, yeah, don't fuck sell him. The new baby. He's cute.
The
he's
new baby is cute.
Both of them is cute, but I could see why you would sell the Trump supporter one.
He's a fucking Trump supporter. My fucking nephew, bruh. He let me down, son.
He doesn't know nobody. You gotta show him the way.
Knows,
show him the way.
He's a misogynist. I ain't let him
let him know this is not the path you're going down.
Hell nah, man.
But yeah, we got my guy Ev here.
Yes.
We were supposed to have Panda on, but she got Amanda. She got some schoolwork to finish up. I feel her.
Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda pulling an Amanda Jabroni move. She's
Jabroni maneuvers.
She should be Jabroni of the week.
Yes.
Again, she should just be Jabroni of the year.
She got the title.
She
If being a Jabroni, she would be a LeBron James of being a Jabroni, son.
She would be the go to that.
She would be the Steph Curry of being the Jabroni, son.
I definitely agree. But we still love her.
Love her.
Love her and all her Jabroniness.
Yes.
But she was supposed to be here, but she's not. So it's just gonna be me and Ev. You know, we always have our good combos.
Of course.
And with that, we're gonna start off with some of the Grammy nods.
Yes.
Because they just came out today. So what better way to let y'all know what they are if you didn't have like social media or anything like that. So
Twitter's the best when Grammy shit happens. Like anytime a big Grammy come out, it's chaos on Twitter. I love it.
Yes.
I live for this shit.
Live for it, especially during the Grammys. You know the memes.
Oh, it's arguing time.
It's gonna be hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait till Adele rack up and everybody man.
Okay,
like,
Adele's
Adele.
Not racking up.
She's gonna rack up.
She's
bro.
Not racking up over Beyonce because she's in the same category as like everything as Beyonce
she's not,
is.
She shouldn't. I don't think she shouldn't. I think a Beyonce album is way better. But it's Adele, dog.
I'm going to just say this. Adele is undoubtedly talented.
Talented.
Undoubtedly. Like, that woman can blow.
Yeah.
But I don't care about her music.
The music is boring as fuck.
It's boring.
It's boring
as
fuck.
It's very boring.
But it's good. Don't get me wrong. Being in boring doesn't make it not ungood.
No, yeah.
But it's boring as fuck.
No, yeah, because, you know, you can have that whole J. Cole debate, which clearly...
Once again, another person's boring as fuck.
His music to other people is boring. But to me, I love his music. But... but Adele, I mean, it's the same thing. And I just be sad. Yo, I be so sad.
Like I was saying in the when the group chat, I was like, I like, when I look at great albums, I look at, they make me feel a range of emotions. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like Solange shit made me feel several different ways. Beyonce shit made me feel several different ways. Adele is just one emotion. You just feel fucking terrible. Feel sad.
I definitely agree. Yeah.
That's why I can't really, it's a great album, I guess, but not to me. Because, you know, it's made me feel a range of emotions.
I've heard, I will say this much. I have one song that I really like by Adele, and that made, but it made me really sad. Like, yeah, I've cried to it before.
Exactly.
But it was a beautiful song, yeah. But all her songs sound that way.
Yeah.
So, therefore, I can't really, you know, like, give her, like, best artist, best yeah. this, best that, because Adele, it's like, girl, you got no shit, range.
I can't, you know, Juju on no beat to know Adele. But you can't really fuck with it.
But you know the people be remixing anyways. Adele remixed to Hello,
yeah.
And it's going to be like a Jersey Club Jiggy, remix.
Kate Trinata, somebody's going, you know what I'm saying?
He's the one, he would do that. He would do that.
But nah, I can't really fuck with the Adele shit. I mean, she cool, but I can't really go.
She's cool. She's cool. Very talented, but yes. Not for me. Some of the categories, of course, best new artist. I feel Chance should get that.
I guess.
Out off the bat. What? This man is not signed to a label. He did this all by himself.
So the thing people bring about Chance, it's like they bring up Chance the person. Nobody ever talks about no Chance songs that really go. It's like, yo, he's a good person. He's a funny. He loves
but
God.
But he has songs. He has a good catalog.
Not hits. He got one hit.
What?
The joint with 2 Chainz.
No Problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Yeah, that's definitely a hit. But I feel like for him, it's the whole package. You know how some people got the music and the personality or whatever is not there. For Chance, he's well-rounded in all areas, so I feel like people just fuck with him off the strength of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, best new artist, I feel like he deserves it.
The thing is, he shouldn't win, but he's going to win all these awards.
But let me tell you who else is in the categories. Kelsea Ballerini, never heard of her.
I don't know.
Chainsmokers, they got two songs that everybody know, which I don't even really know the names. But if I hear it, I know.
Yeah, if I hear it. It's one of them joints you hear in the mall. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. Chance, of course. Maren Morris, don't know who that is. And Anderson .Paak. Now, Anderson .Paak, he's
good. Okay. I just can't deal with his voice on some records. Right?
Yeah,
his voice a little
I haven't long. Sat down to a whole project of his.
Yeah,
so I'm not gonna really
though.
Judge
go
him.
Lie. He got some shit. He's
he has right. a few.
But,
yeah,
right, Chance. All right, maybe Chance.
Out of that,
right.
exactly.
Because, you know
out of that selection,
if it ain't Chance, it gotta be Anderson. I'm
exactly.
Just going for all black people in all categories.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We gotta excel.
Facts.
Album of the year. These are the nominees. Adele, of course, for 25. Beyonce for Lemonade. Justin Bieber for Purpose. That's definitely not album of the year, but I love that
Purpose
album.
Purpose is fire, though.
No,
bruh.
But not album of the year.
No, I don't know.
Not album
man.
Of the year.
It's hot.
Album of the year.
I wouldn't give it, but I can see why it's there, son.
I don't know.
That's a hot
that
album.
No, the album is fire. That's one thing I'm saying.
The thing about Bieber, niggas been sleep. Bieber last two albums, R&B joints. Like he's giving.
Oh
you,
yeah.
You know what I'm
no,
saying?
No, no, no. He's always been R&B. They just lead him to the pop side.
Yeah.
He got that R&B
Bieber,
vibe. He got the R&B
down
voice.
With the Bieber high. Bieber Valley.
I've been Bieber high, but he's just off the shits now. I can't really. I don't know what happened.
Bieber
somebody,
the person. Yeah, like once again, Bieber. The
somebody
person,
did something to him. I don't know because he's off of it.
When he snuffed Cuz, that was trying to reach
I
in.
I saw that.
I fuck with him. That's Bugatti
that.
Bieber. Respect
but I understand.
Him.
Like, why would you touch the man's face?
Bro, I don't care if you could be famous or not. You stick your hand in my car. You getting swung on.
That's
you know.
That's just a rule of thumb.
Yeah.
But Drake is also on their reviews.
Nah.
I don't feel that's album of the year, even
yo,
though I
Views
love Drake,
sucks,
you know.
Son. Views is so mid, bro.
Views is mid.
Views
it's
is
mid.
Mid as hell.
Once I sat with it for a while, I was like, damn, this is really mid.
It's
because
mid.
After listening to the songs for a few times, you're like, I don't really need to listen
See,
to it again.
The thing about Views is good. Like Drake's good sounds
good.
Like him making music, right?
Yeah.
But the thing about Views, you can clearly point out, it's no heart behind it. It's like you feel like
that's what Joe
no
Budden was saying. That's what Joe
it.
Budden was saying.
Yeah, son. It's like LeBron. Like LeBron's gonna score his points, but like he puts effort behind that shit. You know he's gonna do good.
Mm.
Like Drake, you just like he didn't give a fuck. He's just like I'm gonna put this out. I'm gonna do numbers anyway. So
yeah.
Here you go. You
yeah,
know?
He's gonna do numbers regardless. My songs off of there is definitely nine.
It's songs on there. He shows
all
splashes.
In the family. Yeah.
Like I'm putting effort in this shit. Like
and Fire and Desire, the hardest
see, that's what
joint
I'm saying.
On that album. That's my
I like
song.
That Faithful.
Faithful, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I like Western Rosewell.
Yeah.
I like that. You could
that
tell.
Song too.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
that
Mary
that
sample.
A, yeah, that was a very good song, even with the bars. But And then the last nominee is Sturgill Simpson. Don't know who that is, but his album is
that's
A Sailor's
like that Beck
Guide.
Album, that
to, yeah.
yeah
when like, it crept up and was like, yeah. no, Beyonce should have won. But That's album of the year. Record of the year is kind of similar. You got Adele with Hello, Beyonce with Formation, mm-hmm. Lucas Graham, 7 years, Rihanna featuring Drake, Work. Mm-hmm. That might, it's really between Work and Formation because Work's rotation.
Yo. Rihanna got snuff album of the year, son. I'm gonna just
definitely,
put that flat out.
Definitely,
to me, Anthony is the best album, son. It's the best album of the year.
I think it's better than
Lemonade. It's better than Adele shit to me, son.
I feel we can't. Oh, I'm gonna say it's better than Adele shit, even if I didn't hear Adele shit. But I feel like we can. I really can't compare Lemonade and Anti. Like I can't. For some reason, I don't. To me, it doesn't work that way because I feel two different ways when I'm listening to both albums.
What's the better album? What album got more bangers? Lemonade has good, great songs, but they don't have, like, this is an anthem, bro. Kiss It Better is an anthem. Like, they're going
to
be playing
okay,
that
so I'm going to tell you this. I went to both tours.
Oh, I know Beyonce.
I went to both tours.
Challenge.
That shit was banging.
Yeah.
Beyonce's show. I would rather go to Beyonce's show than to Rihanna's.
Right now.
Yeah. You know? But let's take away the entertainment. Like, in totality,
yeah.
Beyonce, you know, and that's maybe a little biased, but I love Rihanna. Like, I hold her up there with Beyonce.
Let me put this out there. Beehive don't cut for me. I fuck with Beyonce. Like, I'm a stan. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with her. But the Rihanna shit is just way harder than me. She got more hits. Like, shit, you resonate with.
I could see that. I could see that. I think Beyonce did a lot of different things on this album. That's what makes it kind of sort of an album of the year.
I think people like the story of Beyonce album because Auntie's not really a story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But even so, forget the story. You have rock. You have pop. You have country.
Everything.
You have R&B. You have everything on that album.
Yeah.
So if we're going based off of that, I would say... give it to Beyonce. Give it to Beyonce.
Yeah, because Rihanna's not even the category. I mean, for the record of the year, give it to Beyonce.
Because Rihanna's not in the album of the year.
She should be, though. That's all I'm saying.
No, she definitely should be. I agree.
Solange, too. But that's
yeah, definitely. Solange should, too. Yeah. But that's neither here nor there. They're not going to do that shit.
They ain't going to do that.
Song of the Year, of course, Formation. Why is Justin Bieber Love Yourself on there? I don't know.
That's a good song, too. But
it's a good song, but that's not no song of the year. And I want to know the difference.
I like Sorry more than that.
Exactly.
As a record, if we just talk.
I want to know the distinction between Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Like, what made them...
They're trying to separate the awards. One award and making two. That's all it is.
Exactly. But even so, they got the same nominees on each, but whatever. Yeah. None of my business. Best Urban Contemporary Album. Beyonce with Lemonade. We got Gallant. How you say his name? Gallant?
No.
G-A-L-L-A-N-T.
I ain't never heard the song.
Ology. Anderson .Paak's on there. Rihanna Anti's on there. So she's on there for Best Urban Contemporary Album.
She's gonna win that.
She's gonna win that.
Rihanna's gonna win
that. I want her to win that over Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you got Best Rap Performance. Designer got a
nom. I hope Designer win, bro. I hope he does. Just for his acceptance speech. Even though
he's
probably not going to air any rap shit.
He's probably not going to win, I feel. Well, Fat Joe and Remy Ma's nominated, too, for All the Way Up.
What a great comeback story that is.
Yeah, definitely a comeback story. She on Love & Hip Hop doing her thing. She got that good storyline, I guess.
I love Remy, man.
But, she came back with All the Way Up, and she's lit.
Yeah, I fuck with
And Chance is on there, too, with No Problem.
All right.
So...
I honestly think it's gonna be an upset. Designer's gonna win that, bro.
He might.
Cause Panda, son, that Kanye co-sign really took Panda.
First of all, not even that. White people love Panda.
Yeah, son.
White people love that song.
Yo, like holiday parties and shit, they definitely fake dab into Panda, son.
They trying. Yeah, they really trying. Best rap song, you got Famous by Kanye, Hotline Bling, Ultralight Beam, No Problem again, All the Way Up. I would say based off popularity, we gotta go with Hotline Bling.
I think that's the best song. Son.
Yeah,
honestly.
Besides Ultralight Beam, because I love Ultralight Beam.
I like Ultralight Beam as a song on the album, but as a song itself, so, standalone, I can't really go.
Yeah, no. But in the context, that's my shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then there's mad other shit. Oh, best R&B performance. Solange got her first nom.
She gotta win.
Cranes in the Sky. She needs to, but this is a good list. You got BJ the Chicago Kid turning me up. I haven't heard that song, but
like
he's
talented.
Solid.
Yeah.
Ro James Permission, Fire Song.
Damn, that's a song too.
Right?
Yeah, damn.
Music Soul Child, I do. Haven't heard that, but you know music never disappoints.
Yeah,
Rihanna Needed Me.
Ooh,
it's not really a. That's not really one for me. I would say Kiss It Better is good
that's
in that
more
area.
The anthem. You know what I'm saying?
And then you got
Needed Me is hard though.
Exactly. And then you got Solange, Cranes in the Sky. She has to, that song took off.
Yeah, yeah.
She has to. I would be so happy if she does.
Her and Rihanna, though. Even yeah. I like the Ro James song. I think it should be
Ro James. Yeah, Ro James. That song is good. That song is very good.
Oh, no. My heart wants Solange to win, but my mind is saying, yo, Rihanna's going to take that, bro.
She might, but it's not right.
It's not right.
They got to. Right.
Solange deserves it, man.
She deserves it.
That album is amazing.
She really put time in. She really should have got. She should have got more nominees, but you know the politics of all that.
She had Master P narrate her album, my guy.
And he was dropping gems only.
Had her mom on there, pops on there.
All of them. Kelly sang a little bit in the background. Yes. I was like, Kelly girl, go ahead.
Mm. I love Solange.
Man. Love her.
Yeah, man.
And, I love Solange too because she made a comment on Twitter this Sunday and she said, honestly, she said something to the degree of, honestly, you know, I love Real Housewives of Atlanta, but they need to show it in rotation. They need to show it like 2-3 times a week. And I was like, girl.
They should. That's a fact. Shout out
to Real Housewives. I knew you was a queen, but you solidified your position with me because that's my show.
Yeah, I fuck with that show heavy. Shout out to Kenya Moore.
She's different. I don't really fuck with her, but
Sheree.
I keep calling her Sheree. Sheree. That's
shout
my girl.
Shout out to Chateau
Sheree. Yeah, and shout out to my girl Phaedra.
They keep trying to roast me because I watch that. Yo, that's my
show. That show is very good. Lit, people really sleep on it, but let them be sleep. Whatever.
Fact.
Only a few more. There's best R&B song. Party Next Door got Come and See Me. Bryson Tiller Exchange. Rihanna got Kiss It Better. Rihanna's going to win. Maxwell.
I think Tiller going to pull the upset.
You think
it's gonna happen.
If he wins a Grammy,
because he's an industry plant. He's an industry plant. Son.
Very so.
So he's gonna win that, son.
If he wins a Grammy, that's iconic. That's low key iconic because he came through off of SoundCloud.
You know, I thought it would have been Don't over Exchange though.
Okay, but Exchange got more play on the radio.
Nah, bro, I think Don't got a lot more play. So I'm gonna look up the numbers, but I think Don't. I heard Don't every second on the radio.
Okay. But I heard Exchange about 50 million times. And Tory Lanez Love on there. So that's cool. Tory got a nom.
Yeah, he got a nom. He ain't
I don't know if it should have been for Love, but whatever.
Yeah.
Should have been for Say It, maybe.
Say It, yeah.
But cool.
Why these noms are backwards, son? Like the songs you think should be there aren't there.
Very. And what else we got here? Beyonce on Best Music Video for Formation. Best Pop Vocal Album. You got Sia, Adele, Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande... She need to win that. That album was pretty solid.
She needs to, but
it's gonna be Adele.
Dog, Adele's like the fucking Yankees, bro. She's just gonna win. She's gonna win, bro.
Yep. And yeah, those are really only the ones that matter.
Talk about rap album. Why is DJ Khaled there?
Oh,
bro?
Facts. Wait, I
that
skipped
shit got
that.
Me so high.
Hold up.
That's
hold
the
up.
One I seen, because you know.
Best rap album, you got Chance with Color and Book, De La Soul, and The Anonymous Nobody. That's theirs. DJ Khaled, Major Key, Drake
Hell
Views,
no.
Schoolboy Q
no.
with the Blank Face, OP, and The Life of Pablo.
All right, see? I got a few gripes with this. I'm going to start here.
I think Life of Pablo should win.
Nah, they're gonna give it.
You want Schoolboy to win?
Yo,
I know you do. Because I know you like him.
I love Schoolboy, but it's going Drake, son.
You
I can't go
so?
Against the six high, bro. The six
it's
high.
It's going Drake. It's not going Drake.
No. It's going Chance. It's going Chance. It should go Drake, though. Because if we're just talking biggest album, it got to be Views, son.
Yeah, because it was
best.
Number one. It was number one for so long.
Four times platinum in a year. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. But they're going to give it a chance because he's already started the campaign with the whole, they said that I can't be nominated because it's not an album. I'm not selling it, so I couldn't be nominated last year. So he had this whole campaign.
Yeah.
So this is going to be chances. He's going to win. He shouldn't, though.
They're trying to make it seem like, oh, yeah, sure you could win.
Yeah,
without
here.
Yeah, they you know that politics shit again. Yeah, I definitely understand.
He's an industry player, too.
You think so?
Oh yeah, definitely, bro.
Nah, he came up on his own.
No, bro.
He not an
he came up on his own, but yo, somebody's
he's
pushing this nigga.
He's in cahoots
with
somebody.
Yeah, bro. He's low key signed to someone. Like, no, I don't want to hear that.
I don't think so. He's different. He's different. As much as I want to believe that he's not, but he's very different.
He's
you can tell,
bro. He's doing shit that yo, bro. You can't be doing some of the shit he's doing. He's definitely a machine behind him, son. It's a machine, and it ain't his own.
You don't think it's maybe Kanye?
No, bro. Kanye, somebody's
maybe he's
him.
the quote unquote genius behind, you know, because Kanye was talking about how you're a fucking genius, but he don't display that shit.
Bro, Kanye
so
can't get his own shit off the ground,
that's,
son. So
that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true, but he's Kanye's prodigy.
Not really, son.
So he says
he's not though.
He's not.
Nah. So Kanye's, yo, nobody's a Kanye prodigy anymore, bro. Like. Them days is over. The last
who
Kanye,
was a Kanye prodigy then?
Kanye prodigy, Big Sean was a Kanye.
Okay,
but the thing was, Big Sean, he was already made. Like
he was.
Had the tools. Kanye just gave him the you know.
Yeah,
the push.
He gave him the good music, cosign. So yeah, I could.
Even Cudi, like Cudi was already Cudi. Kanye just give him that push, son. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Kanye's really never, like, there's no real protege.
And we just got to thank the man upstairs, Hove, for putting all this on the map.
It's the craziest thing. Hove didn't even want Kanye. That's the crazy thing. It was Dame. Okay. Dame was the one really wanted
that,
Kanye.
That I can see. I can actually see that.
Hove didn't believe in him. It was Dame.
I can actually see that. See, there we go. Yeah. Hove from the beginning. He wasn't even really messing with Kanye. Like, and now look at him.
That's the real story. They don't want to say that. But also my old gripe with the rap album. Why the fuck is Khaled there, bro? He just wasting space.
Very much so wasted. But who would you want on there besides Khaled?
YG, bro. That's still Brazy. Best rap album of the year to me, son.
Really?
Yes.
I like Still Brazy, but I don't know if it was the best. Bro,
the stories he's telling on there. I'm telling you, the thing people get confused. YG and Kendrick are the same people, just two different perspectives.
I can definitely see that.
But it's the progression.
I was about to say, did Kendrick drop an album this year? But he dropped that Untitled shit. That wasn't really an album.
It was like, that was throwaways.
Yeah, that was definitely throwaways. Who would you want on the list if you could put people who missed the mark?
Who missed it?
Definitely Frank, I will say.
Yeah, Frank.
I say Frank.
But Frank played himself, son.
Yeah. What category would he be in, you think?
He'd be urban contemporary.
You think so? Yeah.
He would've won that. He would've been album of the year. Just off anticipation. Because I don't think it was. It should be up there, but it would've been up there. You know what I'm saying?
Now, like I said, listening back to Blonde, love it.
I love it, but yo, isn't it kind of wild how it just came and went?
Yeah,
like you. All that anticipation.
That's because we're a generation that can't sit still. We need the next new thing every second. Yeah. So yeah, we got the Frank Ocean album, but what's next? What's next? Like, forget the Frank Ocean album.
The
now.
The thing is, though, even like he's a big artist now. Like you said, right? But that shit—it really just came and went. Like, you even think about Views. Views is mid. Everybody agrees, but the Views is still around. You still hear songs from Views on the radio. You know what I'm saying? He's still doing videos.
Well, that's politics, Rihanna. As well. That's the pay for play type stuff. And it's Drake. Everybody loves Drake.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to hear that. So that's where that is. You know what I mean? Like, that's always gonna happen. But you know, as far as Frank, he does his own thing. He's low key. Yeah. He's not out there.
He finessed the fuck out of Def Jam, bro.
Because what he released on them was trash.
That joint is trash. That Endless joint is trash, son.
And whoever believes otherwise, your ears is broken.
He saved the Loud Pack for himself. Yeah, exactly. He knew what it was,
your ears are broken. Because I was listening and I was like, Lord, please don't let this be what we was waiting for. Please.
Hell no.
I would have really stopped.
Was he building some steps or some bullshit?
He was building steps. And I understood the metaphor, but at the same time, it was trash. I give it 5 trash emojis.
Yeah, sure.
But Blonde, you get that. And I wish that Childish Gambino released this album earlier.
Oh yeah, he would have been
because,
up there too.
Let me tell you, I know you probably haven't really heard it. That album, oh my god,
I heard it so good, bro. I haven't really
it's
got a chance
so
to sit with it.
It's so good because it's so different. It's like you get tired of hearing the same shit over and over from people, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like when you hear something different, it's so refreshing. And he has that funk element that's so old. The funk, we don't put that into, unless it's Kendrick.
Yo, it's who time puts to come it. Back though. Like, you even think about Bruno Mars shit.
Yeah, Bruno Mars.
Another person
exactly.
Just missed the marks.
Yeah, him too. I wish he was on there too.
Shit. Yo, Weekend Shit. Who just missed it.
Weekend Shit still on the on the low. I'm not with it.
You're not with it?
I'm still not with that. Nah. But you know, like Kendrick, he kind of brought back the funk a little bit with To Pimp a Butterfly. Yeah. But then
that's that Terrence Martin.
Childish Gambino came back and put that shit in full force, and it's so beautiful.
I like
and I
when
love
he
it.
Sings more than he raps. Honestly,
yes,
come
I love when he sings. Yeah, love when he sings. Like, it's beautiful.
Yeah, Bruno Mars gonna rack up next year, bro.
Definitely,
he's gonna go crazy.
Definitely, that album solid. Go crazy, made me a fan. Bro. Definitely made me a fan. I will say that.
I think that song at 24 Karat.
24 Karat. 24 Karat
That's
Magic.
The joint right there.
He always got them really good catchy ass songs.
Bro, I wasn't really a fan, bro.
Me neither.
I'm still not really a fan, but like, I'm like, yo, this shit you gotta respect it.
Yeah,
like,
I wanna know who produced all that, to be honest with you, because super fire.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Shout out to him.
So that's who I wish was on it. Childish Gambino, Bruno Mars,
Frank.
You wish YG was still on there.
Yeah, YG, I'm telling you, YG had the best rap.
I could see
album.
YG on there with some. YG should have been on there, best rap song for Fuck Donald Trump, to be honest with you. I ain't gonna lie.
Yo, him and Nip should have been up there.
He should have been on there.
Yeah.
But you know, they're not gonna do that.
Should have performed at the Grammys.
They
never
should. They will
there.
Never.
Never, bro. Because
any chance he get, he probably will perform that song.
I'm telling you, if you're not Drake, you're not performing it, bro. You gotta be safe. They're not taking no risk with
Drake or
niggas,
Beyonce.
Man.
It's not happening.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
It's not happening. It's
sad,
quiet.
Sad story.
Quiet.
But we're gonna get into a little bit of music right quick.
Yes.
This is gonna be Ye Ali, Menu.
Yes.
It's a request by my guy Ev. Yes. And it's Bull on Bree, WHSradio.org. We'll be back.
us a breakfast. I break up with you, you break up with me first. I take control cause you like the first kiss. That's that body and clutch, you shotgun right there. You got that feature just I need, my little mommy. Best señorita, roll like the tummy. If the cops call, you say you never saw me. Rolling around my baby. Got a backwood roll and we faded. Rolling around with my baby. Got a backwood roll and we faded. What's all I mean? You too much, I just can't choose. Bon appetit when I roll in the sheets with you. Son, I'm in you too much, I just can't choose. Bon appetit when I'm rolling, and she's with you. Oh, son, I'm in you too much, I just can't choose. Bon appetit, lick you from your head to your toes. Put it down on you, you feel it in your soul. You bragging on me, you talking shit to your girl. What's all I mean? You too much, I just can't choose. Bon appetit when I roll in the sheets with you. What's all I mean? You too much, I just can't choose. Bon appetit when I roll in the sheets with you. Rolling around my baby. Got a backwood roll and we fade.
And we back, Bono and Bree.
Yes.
WHSradio.org. You got my man Ev here with me.
Yes, we lit.
And
the Bree takeover.
I thought it was fitting to talk about a little problem that people are having with Tammy Waka Flocka's wife. If you don't know, Tammy was vocal about her and Waka's relationship at one point, and he cheated on her as well at one point. I'm sure many points, not one. But, you know, he cheated on her, and she decided to kind of leave him for a minute. And this was broadcasted on Love & Hip Hop as well, so it was no secret, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. But they got back together. And, you know, she gave him a second chance, or however many chance she gave him. So a lot of people are on her basically because she said that it's weak of a woman to leave her husband who has been cheating, right? Now, I'm going to put it into a different context because I feel like people took it kind of the wrong way. Yeah, but I'm going to read what she said, and y'all can make a decision based off what she said because I see her perspective. It's not for me. I'm going to say that much. It's definitely not for me.
I love how you put out the disclaimer before
it's
you
It's not
even
for
it.
Me. I'm going to let you know.
Don't cheat on Bree.
Yeah, it ain't for me. But I could see where she's coming from in this aspect. So this is what she says. She says, because my husband is a good man, he's a great man, and I think in today's society, everything is so disposable. Times are not the same. Women nowadays, you know, they say, oh, let me just do this. I can go out and find me another man. Niggas ain't nothing. You know, all of that, and I get it. But then on the other side, you have men who aren't growing up with fathers, not making excuses for men to cheat, which she's making excuses for men to cheat right there. But you have men who never seen what a household is supposed to look like. My husband was never in a married household. He didn't know. His mom was a hustler. You know what I'm saying? She was out in the streets. She was the mom and the dad. He doesn't know. He grew up in the industry. He had early starting with his career. I think Waka was in his early 20s, mid-20s when he dropped his first hit. And she's like, so you have all these groupies, you have all these things, but despite all of that, behind closed doors, this man loves me to death, and I know he loves my child to death. He does anything for us. So my mom always told me, you can find a man who can financially take care of you. You can find a man who might not be a cheater, might have it all together, might have grew up with a father in their household, but it's hard to find real love in a person who genuinely loves you and who was willing to change. My husband was willing to change for his family. So why would I give up on my husband? I'm not that type. I think that's weak of a woman to do that. It's easier to walk away as opposed to then speaking up. No, we're not. We're going to fight for this. We got married. My family is worth fighting for. So with all that being said, number one, Tammy, you did make an excuse for
that whole joint was an excuse.
That was
for them,
that
man.
Was a big excuse. Yeah, it's like you should know right from wrong. It's not about who was a present in your life. Because yeah, sure, you didn't have that family figure growing up, but you know cheating is wrong. That's not a should I not do this? Should I do this? I was never taught that.
Yeah, Bri, I ain't gonna hold you. She goofy as hell for that. So
she was very goofy, but in her situation, I see what she is saying. She's basically saying, like, you know, my husband is a very good man. You know, they have that love, that connection, whatever it is there.
But how good of a man is he if he cheats on you?
Exactly. No, you know that look, that's my perspective.
Yeah, no, no.
But this is her perspective. Yeah, yeah. And she's saying, you know, like, she's like, you know, he's the full package. He just made a mistake, I guess. Mm-hmm. And why give up on somebody that she loves and somebody that loves her and will do anything for her, especially if he's willing to change. Now, a lot of people say they're willing to change, and a lot of people will say that to the end of time, but it's actions that show it. So maybe he showed her actions that showed that, hey, yeah, he's changing, and that's why she felt, okay, maybe I can give him a second chance. I don't know all of that. That's just what she said. But what she said about her, you know, for a woman to be weak, to leave somebody who did them wrong or cheated on them or went outside of their marriage, that's, I think that's messed up, and I don't think that's acceptable to say. She said the wrong thing there.
Yeah, that shit is whack as hell. Because the thing with Tammy, people wouldn't give Tammy so much flack if she didn't parade herself like, girl, I'm moving on type, I'm done with this nigga type on social media and shit on the show. So like, it's like, all right, Tammy, do you. That's good. But then you cried and stayed and you went back to the nigga. Now you're mad that you caught catching heat for that. Yeah. Like, you should never put it out there. If you knew you was going to take him back from jump, you should have just took him back.
But don't.
Not parade that shit around.
Exactly. But not even that so much, but just don't slander other women for making decisions that you're not cool with.
You don't have to put people down to make your point. And that's what that's my thing I live on. So I live by that.
That's very true.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to put people down because you in a city, you in your situation. Shittier as it may be, but that's your situation, you know?
Definitely. And I feel like it doesn't matter what the circumstances. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, you know, if I have kids and this and that, it's like, yo, I'm sure once you explain to your kids, you know, if they're old enough at one point, like, listen, your father stepped out on me or whatever the case happened, they'll understand. Plus, they'll want you to respect yourself before you accept something that isn't respecting yourself. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Plus, you look at it like this, man. She got a young daughter. Now her daughter's gonna look at like her
very
situation,
true.
And a dude might be dogging her in a few years. You know what I'm saying?
What she gonna tell her to stay with him?
Yeah, because he don't. He
like,
out here.
Come on, you say.
And think about Flocka. It's not like he cheated on him in private. Nobody know but them. It's for the world. No, he cheated on a public forum. You know what I'm saying? So that's twice as embarrassing. Because now everybody's in your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So she played herself. And plus, I didn't like how she said, he grew up in a broken household, so he didn't know. Like,
there's a lot of people who grow up in broken households that know right from wrong and do the right thing.
Exactly. Bro, I have two parents. They didn't have the best relationship, but they was together, but they didn't have the best relationship. Mm-hmm. My mom still taught me how to treat a woman. If anything, that made me know how to treat a woman.
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to. The way my pops is treating my mom is not how I want to treat women. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But maybe that's just me. You know?
Yeah, but you grew from that. You took that and you applied that to life. Exactly. And you said, I'm not going to treat women the way that my father treats my mother or whatever the case may be. And, you know, you a better man for that today.
Exactly.
Walker shouldn't get a pass because his dad wasn't around just like millions of other people in this world.
She,
you know,
she got back with him because she's comfortable, and that being comfortable hurts.
And maybe there's something internally wrong. You know, I don't want to put that on her because I don't necessarily know her. I don't know her, but maybe she doesn't feel like she could do better or find somebody who's gonna love her the way that he does or the way that she loves him. Maybe that's it too. And yo, that's fine, but don't, like we said, don't put that on other people, like, oh, you're weak for leaving somebody when you could build with them.
Exactly.
Like, all these IG memes and shit, like,
leave that.
I have, like, and you saying goals to somebody else's relationship and you saying goals to, like, you don't clearly don't know the ins and outs of it. So you see a picture and you say goals to that. No,
plus,
you don't know what goes on.
It takes way more strength to leave a situation than to stay in the place that you're in.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Very much so.
I have the utmost respect for people, especially women, you know what I'm saying, that get out of shitty situations. You have my utmost respect, and that's strength. That's what real strength
that's
is.
That's real strength. And you necessarily maybe staying with somebody who's disrespecting you, that looks more like a weakness than you actually leaving them.
Exactly.
Because you like you said, you want to stay for the kids. You want to do.
People
you want to work it out.
And that's the issue.
Exactly. You want to work it out. You want to stay for the kids. You don't want them to grow up in a broken home. So you stay and you remain unhappy because of of other people. And it's like, sometimes you got to be selfish and put yourself first. And and ultimately, when you put yourself first, then a lot of other things become better. Yeah.
You're maybe sure where everybody becomes better.
Exactly.
But the world comes better.
With your kids, you know.
You can see that, like, damn, my mom was strong.
Strong, yep.
You know what I'm saying?
How many you know, people you know that grew up with single mothers, like, yo, I'm going to give my mom the world. I'm going to do this for my mom, because they know how strong their mom was and they know their mom gave them everything. And it's like,
being a mother is so important.
It's so important. It's hard.
It's the hardest job, and it's the most important job, because you're really literally fostering the future. You know what I'm
definitely
saying?
Definitely.
So for her to, like, be in that situation, to stay in it, then call other people weak, I think that's a little whack.
Definitely.
It's whack as hell, man.
Definitely whack. So Tammy, we're taking the jabroni.
She's
of
fine
the,
though, but she's goofy for that.
Very goofy. We taking the jabroni of the week away from Amanda, and we're gonna give it to Tammy. Tammy, that was a big jabroni
move.
And
God forbid he cheat on again, because it's gonna happen. God forbid. It's on the way.
And you want to know something? I've seen a lot of interviews. I've seen a lot of, like, videos and, like, things of, like, with Waka, and he seems like a really cool, nice dude. Like, you know, he seems really cool. Like, he's a vegan now, all that stuff. So, you know, he's very conscious about a lot of things. But it's like, when you see stuff like this, you're like, damn, is it all like a facade?
Because the thing is, as a man, you're only as good as your options, man. I'm telling you, when you're in a position like that and you're getting literally boxed on at you every day. And it's not, it used to be, before the internet, it used to be just when you're out getting boxed on at you. But now it's the internet. They in your DMs every second.
Even very
when
true.
You're in home lane with your queen.
Very true.
So it's bound to happen, son.
Yeah, that's why we can't be.
That's why it's just laughable.
We got to find the regular guys out here. Ain't nobody looking for no industry, man. That's just a setup.
Regular niggas got options, too.
You said what?
Regular niggas got options.
Oh,
too,
they
man.
Do. They do. Depending on what you looking like, you know. But
how you living?
Yeah, all that. But even so, it's not as complicated as being in the limelight and having a girlfriend.
That's a whole additional level.
Yeah, that's a totally different thing. Right. But yeah. So Tammy, you getting jabroni of the week? Please come back from this somehow, because you was looking like a very good, nice, level headed woman until you said something like that. Yes, it was your choice to go back to him.
And that's on you.
That's on you. Don't bring nobody else into it, Ma. Please don't do that. Stamp you jabroni.
Stamp jabroni of the week, man.
And I think we should go into something a little bit similar with that.
Okay.
This is something we was talking about in the group chat earlier.
Shout out to the group chat.
We be having some good convo in there. Sometimes it gets a little heated.
It be coming to blow sometime in
the
group chat.
Yeah, we having the hot takes, but that's because we all smart people and we have a point of view.
Right.
And I don't mind that, you know? That's healthy. It's healthy sometimes.
Let's talk about it.
But we were saying that a lot of guys don't think. And
that was a hot take, first of all.
And I truly believe that. Nah. I truly believe that. Because, you know, and you were saying to the point that you think a lot of guys are manipulative, which I agree with as well.
Niggas
but
are, man. People are, but men are too. Especially.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of guys don't think in the sense of, like, they do before they say, or they do things like, and they don't think about what they do before they do it. So, like, for instance, you be seeing all these Kermit memes, right? All the Kermit memes when it's like, yo, she's making a really good point. Like, this is your good side. It's like, yo, she's making a really good point. Maybe I should agree with her. Then you got the evil Kermit. It's like, nah, act like you don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
That's different,
and it's
though.
Like,
the thing is with men, is we know what we want. We might not act on it, though. Like a man with a woman, let's say, like, Waka Flocka situation, right? Like, you know you love your girl, right? But deep down, you're like, yo, I just want to be out here, but I'm already with her. Let me do my thing.
But that's you not thinking, right?
No, we thinking.
That's you not
thinking.
We're thinking.
We're not thinking what we should, but we are thinking. That's a thinking situation.
I could see
I
that.
I think the thing is, women want men to think as deeply as them, and that's never going to happen, bro.
Okay. But I feel like there's a stigma attached to that, too.
As in.
Thinking not only... Thinking with emotions as well.
Oh yeah, women think with their emotions. That's where you guys are great, and that's why you fuck up.
I think we think with both, though. I think we think with emotions and logic.
No, it's no
okay,
logic.
Okay, we're gonna talk. Don't do that I think with logic.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You're a deception more than a rule. Most women, we're just talking just regular day to day. Yes, logical. Women, especially black women, the smartest people I ever fucking came across. Right. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about in relationships, it's all emotional women. When they're deep in, like, beginning, of course, you're thinking logical. Oh, I'm not going to fuck with this nigga right now. Whoop-de-whoop. Once you end a relationship, it's all emotion. That's where the poor decision making comes.
That's not
from.
A lot of people though. That's
it
not
is.
A lot,
it's a lot
it's
of
not
people,
guys too.
It's guys, but more so women.
Okay.
More so women, because women are like they're naturally are emotional. You know what I'm saying? So they're like they want to be pure. Like damn. This relationship's going good. I'm just thinking about most of you having a good time. She's not thinking like, this nigga ain't calling me back in a few days. This nigga out, he ain't telling me. That's how guys think.
Uh-huh.
Cause we can tell, like, when a woman, like, all right, she up to something, bro. Cause we put two and two together. Like, all right, she does that. All right, let's see what she on. But women don't think like that.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that guys turn their emotions off in order to, I guess, seem a certain way? Because a lot of times, you know, supposedly guys won't care about girls or decisions or whatever the case may be. Like, do y'all feel like y'all turn y'all emotions
on? You kind of have to as a man, because that's how you get taken advantage of. Like, that's how you become a fool nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just put all your emotions into this chick, and let's say she's not really feeling you, but you really feeling that you emotionally into this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where your logic got come in. Like, damn, this girl only hit me up when she wanted to go out to eat, when she needs something. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you got to turn that off or you're going to become a food nigga. And that's my biggest fear. I never want to be a food nigga, bro.
But how about this? Because I feel like you're a really good dude, right? And you think with both logic and emotion, but more so logic, I would say, at least, or when you explain your situations to me and Amanda, you know, it's more so like, yo, what should I do, da, 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 this and that. Uh-huh. For you, you're a very nice guy, but I don't think people take advantage of you, do they?
Oh, they try. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't allow them to.
Okay.
But they try, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, certain women, they want you for the image, what you think you can bring to them, but they don't really want you. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You know, y'all know me. I'll pull a joint in the helicopter in a second.
Know that.
Some of them
first
just want that.
You,
shout out to that. But, like, some of them women just want me for that, and that's cool. I can allow them to do that on my terms.
You know on your saying? Terms, yeah.
We go on this helicopter because I want to take you on this helicopter, not because you pressuring me, trying to take advantage of me, get this for the look. Because I know you use it for the look, and I'm using you,
for
too.
For the Instagram post, you got the helicopter view.
Yeah, you know, with your girl. Yeah. You know. But, like, I know you're doing that, so it's all right. For you trying to do it, I'm, like, trying to take you out, and you doing that unknowingly, then you got to go.
How can we get past this, though? Like, how can we come to, like, a mutual understanding as men and women, like, okay, we're talking or we're doing this, like, how can we show each other that there's mutual feelings or that there's not? Like, how?
Like, it's one of the things you feel. It's like, you like, all right, I know this, like, you feel it, you and it takes a certain amount of trust, you know what I'm saying, on both sides. But once it has to be, it's just a natural thing. It's not something that can be, it's not like a formula to it.
But I think a lot of times, even with that feeling, women are again thinking emotionally, like, yo, I really like this guy, I feel he likes me. I think he likes me.
But that's the trust. That's where the trust kicks in. You gotta have a certain amount of trust. You can't go through life not trusting anyone.
No, true.
You know what I'm saying?
No, so, definitely. But then,
and plus you feel like that because they've shown you signs of interest. You know what I'm saying? You're not just gonna jump.
But
out the
we
window.
Don't know if it's the manipulation.
See,
though.
That's the thing.
They
that's,
show you signs, the, and then all of a sudden they gone.
That's when you gotta do your homework on niggas.
You gotta be the detective.
Exactly. You gotta do your homework, son. Like, a lot of these women I go out with, I do my homework on them. I hit, men, it's like a database. Deadass. Cause I hit up my people. I hit up Cheyenne. Shout out to Ralph.
Cause Ralph he's the mixiest.
Yo, he know every joint.
He know everybody.
Let's say I have an interest in a joint, I put though in the group chat, hey, which I know about so and so. Oh, she dated Wooty Woot. This will happen between them. And then I can make my decision from there.
See, that's because you be fucking with girls from Long Island.
Yeah, I'm city joints, son.
Okay, you got city friends that know city friends that know the girls.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Be
oh yeah.
Wow, you elite. Then you got
in.
The whole database for real.
In. See, the thing is, and plus you can tell a lot by, especially on Twitter, because you can tell a lot by a woman by how she tweets. It's a science.
I agree.
Of this, you know what
I
saying?
Agree.
So you can tell just by their tweets who they interact with. That's important too. Like, she interact with certain people. Oh, she just insta fucking. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know. As a man, it's a lot easier than the women, cause y'all give, the thing is, women, y'all give niggas too many chances. That's the issue. The wrong niggas too
that's
many chances. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I had
man.
Some experience with that actually.
Oh, man.
But we're not gonna talk about that.
We gonna keep it clean.
We gonna keep it clean. But as far as looks go, because you know that's the first thing we see.
Right.
We see with a person, right?
Right.
Do you think there's a certain type of girl that looks that a certain looking type of girl that will maybe take advantage of you or?
Oh yeah, you know what they look like, man. You know how some of these are just live for IG type.
You don't
girls.
Think the earthy beloveds will do that to you?
Oh yeah, they do that to you too. Like you just got to figure out what they on. Like you can tell. Like I can't really explain it. Like you go on a certain joint IG, you be like, oh, I see what she about. You see what she is? Oh, she with him? All right. I see what she on.
Mm-hmm.
She just want the picture. She is the fame. Mm. She at every event. All right.
She wearing heels in every with every outfit.
Yeah, mm. man. It's not even that.
Like, that's what I'll be looking at.
Yeah, but for me personally, I don't like joints that be club type joints because I hate the club. So I know
Same.
We wouldn't work out.
Yeah, so you distinguish based off of that. Yeah.
So I avoid that. You just gotta go with you know what you like. Son. I like girls that are just really soft spoken. But like sturdy and who they are type, you know. But
I really just had deja vu right now. That's very crazy.
Deja vu. You knew I was gonna say that.
I knew you was gonna say that.
Yeah.
And then I think I said something to the degree in my deja vu, like, oh wow, that's me.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I like joints like that, man. Mm-hmm. I don't like club joints. That's
I don't like
nice.
The club either. Yeah. Occasionally, here and there, no. maybe three times a yeah. year type.
Because as a man, it sucks. Like I've talked about this on the podcast before. SSID on iTunes.
Look yes, some shit I did. Yes, look that up.
Yes. But I talked about this. Yo, going to the club as a dude sucks. It sucks. You pay for everything.
Yeah, you.
The fun
experience. Yeah.
You got to dress up. You got to dress like a classic.
Never
nigga.
Thought of it like that.
It sucks, man.
Never thought of it like that. Yeah. See, girls, we get no, the good treatment. We get them for free before 11.
Yeah, you get free drinks.
We look cute. Buy me drinks.
Get your pictures off.
Chilling.
Ooh, it's not like
yeah.
that for me. We got to dress like classic men. We spending money. We got to pay to get in, and we got to pay for drinks. Yeah, bro. If you're not a baller, you're not getting no sections.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It sucks. Yeah.
And who's buying a $250 bottle of Henny?
I'm on a budget.
Yeah.
I'll bring the bottle inside. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah. I don't know how they let you do that.
Oh, yeah.
But,
that's when you got the lady friend put in their bag.
You smart.
Yeah, man. I've been around the block a few times.
Evan knows how to finesse. I will not lie. He's been telling me things. I'm like, damn, you be finessing.
Yeah, got to.
Oh, great.
Yeah, man. So the thing is, you just got to know what you like and go for it, you know? That's what it comes down to.
And we got to set no expectations, am I right?
Yeah, that's the key. That's the key for me. Like, when I was younger dating women, I had all these expectations. Like, yo, we're going to
be this.
No, you got to take people for what they are. Fuck that potential shit. That shit is dead.
Oh, been dead.
It's dead.
Been dead. Don't know why people even bring that shit up. Because like, what is potential if you don't act on
potential,
it?
Potential. Like, even, like, certain people be like, oh, what does she do? Like, you ask women what they do for a living. Like, no. Well, don't you can take care of yourself? I don't give a fuck what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's not my concern. I'm not trying to... I'm not dating you for your status.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dating for you who you are.
Yeah.
You know? So that helps me navigate.
But don't you think that kind of sort of matters a little bit? Not matters, but like it plays a role in the type of person that they are too. So like if a beloved's scamming, mm-hmm. you dating a scammer?
Yeah, of course not. That's different. That's
or maybe it's not putting strippers down, but you dating a stripper?
Yeah, I'm dating strippers.
You dating a stripper?
I'm dating strippers.
I could see you dating a stripper though.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've dated a few. That's not.
You just seem like the type. You just very. You just love everybody.
I mean,
so.
My last big breakup, I frequented the strip club a lot. I would do homework in the strip club. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
You was in there with your protractor.
Oh, I was in there with my fucking MacBook.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, I don't judge people for what they do, man. It's what you are, you know?
Even, I like that.
Yeah, even the vagina merchants. Like, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I don't know if as a guy I could be with a prostitute.
I could date a vagina merchant.
See, you using a nice term for it, the vagina merchant.
Vagina.
A.K.A. prostitute.
I mean, escort.
that's very See, different.
I don't have an issue with that, man. Really,
I feel like that's because you do. You want to get married ever?
Yeah, I mean, eventually.
Well,
I want to be one of
see,
them old,
that's why,
I want to be an old dad. I ain't gonna lie.
See, that's why because you don't see you don't have that in your mindset
future, no.
right now. Yeah. So you said that's why you're saying that.
Yeah.
But watch, when you get older, you're gonna be like, nah, I will never
nah.
marry a stripper.
Nah.
I will never do that.
Nah, I would.
You would?
Yeah, why not? They people too.
They're people too, but it's like
they work like how we work.
They really don't.
They do. They wake up. They go. They not the hours might be different. You know what I'm saying? But it's the same thing.
They different, but they more 5 to 9. We more 9 to 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They gotta eat.
They
too,
got a different
man.
Lifestyle, but I'm not gonna judge them on that. I'm not the one to judge. Who am I?
Yeah, man. But
we gonna leave it at guys do think. To a certain extent.
Yeah, just think
that?
You just think differently from women, but we all think.
Okay.
You know.
I'm happy to hear that because me personally I wasn't thinking that. I wasn't thinking that guys think, but that's just my perspective.
You just gotta take a step back, Brie. Take a step back.
I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to analyze like I always do, because I analyze everything and I overthink.
We know.
You know, I'm number one. I'm top three analyzers you ever met.
Break it down on you.
Break it down. We're not going to go there. But we should talk about, before we go, we should talk about some Christmas memories because, you know, Christmas coming up. And I don't know if this is going to be my last show. It might be, because next week I have a final.
Oh, so it's going to be tight.
And then, yeah, like, but I don't know if I just want to dip and go home. I might have another show. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
My little season finale, my Lawrence in the Best Buy
you
shirt?
Might be, right, you might lit. Be the season finale, it's but lit. we'll see. There might be another episode. But Christmas memories. What's some of your favorite Christmas memories?
I ain't going to lie, bro. So when the PlayStation 3 first came out, man, mm-hmm. my pops was supposed to get it for me, man. But they fucked up his check at his job, so he couldn't even afford it, bro. And then the things my parents do, they'll buy a bunch of small gifts and one big ass one. So I'm like, I'm waiting, because I'm like, yo, I'm about to eat PlayStation. It's lit.
Mm-hmm.
So I get down there. I run through my little gifts, little shirt, sweater, socks. I'm like, oh, we building up to the big one. It's heating up. Bro, my pops told me, yo, I couldn't get that for you. My nigga, I've never been so hurt in my life, bro. I cried 100 nights, bro.
You want
to
know what's funny?
I had
funny?
To wait 2 weeks before I got that joint.
That's very sad. I'm sad.
What's the best gift you ever got for Christmas, man?
You want to know something? I never really got no extravagant gifts because I never know what I want.
It's not even extravagant that meant a lot to you.
Because
I got it. My best gift was a Tiki Barber Giants jersey.
Really?
Bro.
That's cute.
I broke down and cried for that shit.
I'm really trying to think back. Like, because.
Is Christmas big to your parents? Because my mom is into that shit. Like, really?
It's whatever, you know. It's
another holiday.
Yeah, we exchange gifts. Nothing. This is not like the favorite time of the year or anything like that. You know, it's always small. You know, it's mainly for like the younger kids. So like my little brother.
Little brother. Yeah.
It's mainly for him.
Y'all put lights and shit or no? My mom
not in the house. No, just
outside?
My mom decorates regardless for whatever.
Yeah.
But like, you know, we do the tree. We have the lights up for the tree sometimes in the
you got on
the
house, like on the outside or no?
No, not really.
Yeah.
My
mom do all that shit. She really into
that's
that.
Cute.
She's an elf.
That's very cute.
Definitely an elf.
Your mom is adorable.
I love her.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I remember I had a similar situation with you. I think because I was very jealous at the time. Like my little brother got everything he wanted. And you know, I had maybe like 3 gifts that I opened up.
Yeah.
And I was being ungrateful.
Yeah.
So I went in my room and I was crying. I was sulking. I was like, I don't never get anything. I don't get nothing. He always get everything. Yeah, it's not fair.
See, I was the kid that always got everything because my brother was always fucking up in school, right? Mm-hmm. So he my parents were like, you ain't getting shit. You'll shut
down. But you
wanna
know what's funny? My brother was always fucking up in school too, and he still got shit. So
damn, son.
And I was doing really good.
That's the game, bro. You just got played, bro.
My parents, they was just I don't know
yeah,
what they were doing.
Yeah, he finessed the game, man.
I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah, I was always good, so I always got whatever I wanted. My brother would be fucking up, man. Shout out to him. Shout out to Marcus. I know you listening, bro. It's my dog.
I remember one year, this was back when I lived in Westbury, though. One year, my dad, who was working? Was it my dad or my mom? Actually, there was 2 separate years where both my parents was working the morning of Christmas, so we had to wait for them to come home. So
one year,
my mom was working. We had to wait for her to come home to open the gifts. We could open like one gift.
Then the next year,
my dad was working. We had to wait for him to come home. Yeah. And I was like, damn.
My pops worked overnight in the hospital, son, so he would get off like 7. But you know, you want to open them gifts like 5.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're trying to get in there.
Funny thing. Normally during Christmas, I don't be waking up early. I be sleeping.
What?
Like my
when I was
brother,
younger, I used to be up early.
Yeah.
As I get older, I'm like, yo. Whatever.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. Like my brother will come in my room. He's like, come on, because they don't open up the gifts without everybody there.
Yeah,
you know,
you gotta, you
so he's
everybody.
Like, come on, Bri, wake up. I'm like, it's 8:30. No, it's 8:30 in the morning.
Take your
no,
ass to sleep.
Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm waking up at like 10. Leave me alone.
You be out there, your mom in her robe, everybody
She's
is
like,
coming in.
And they're like, come on, bro, you could go back to sleep. I'm like, no, I can't go back to sleep once I'm awake.
Yeah. Nah, I feel
Can
you,
I get my hours?
Yeah, let me get my minutes, bro.
Let me get my 10 minutes. Damn.
Take your little ass to sleep.
Yes. Every time, I'm like, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, exactly.
Give it a second.
Exactly, bro.
Shit.
I hate that shit.
Oh, my God. That really be pissing me off. But
me off so bad, bro.
Those are some Christmas memories.
Shout
and hopefully this Christmas is good. I don't know what I'm going
to
ask for. What's on your list?
Shit. Peace of mind.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you still get gifts?
Nah, it's mostly my nephews and family members. But I'm not really into gifts.
I like gifts.
People buy me shit.
I feel you, but I don't really get shit. So I like when people buy me shit sometimes.
Shit don't excite me. Like, it's nothing you can get there's for me. There's not
a lot.
Get for myself.
Yeah, there's not a lot of things, but I like to not pay for it.
Oh, yeah, I'll take
so
that.
So I'll take it.
I'll take a Metro card or something.
I'll take maybe some shoes, a gift card for some clothes or something like that, makeup, whatever, who knows. But yeah, hopefully, you know what? I'm alive, so, and my family's good, so we're gonna have a good Christmas regardless.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to leave it off with. Everybody, if I don't have an episode next week, which I probably will, I just want everybody to have an amazing holiday season. This season was good. You know, this is my first season by myself. Yes. I'm going to probably do this monologue next week.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. This is my first season by myself. And, you know, I tried. I tried to try new things. You know, I'm dipping, dabbing. I'm getting my experience before I go out into the real world.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what comes next week. But thank you. Thank you, F, for coming on, as always.
You know, for you, son, it's never
always.
Yeah, it's always love.
And we got things in the works. So we got things. Yeah, shout out to Amanda. We got things in the works. Evan is.
I'm excited about that.
Evan's gonna be a part of it too. I'm excited too.
I'm excited about
it. I'm definitely excited. I see. I have a vision, and I see it coming to fruition. It's coming, and it's gonna be a good thing. So, stay tuned.
Of course, man.
Stay tuned. And this is Bullin' with Bree on WHSRadio.org. And we're going to leave off with my guy, A Boogie with the Hoodie with Macaroni.
Yes.
And I hope everybody has an amazing rest of the week. And I will be slaving this weekend. So rest up for me. Thank you. And we'll see you guys maybe next week, maybe not. If not,
be blessed,
Happy
y'all.
New
be
Year.
Good, man.
Be blessed. Good night.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.